Welcome again to Stop Sweeping It Under the Carpet Uncut.
Hi guys, how are you doing? It's Jacqueline Francis here, and welcome to another episode of Stop Sweeping It Under the Carpet. I have a special guest for you today, and her name is Teresa. And just in case you guys don't know, I do interviews with ladies who want to tell their stories of domestic abuse, because as we can see since COVID, well, since the pandemic, actually, we have been on lockdown and there has been a rise in domestic abuse. So it's really shone a spotlight on this particular area. But, I am a domestic peace advocate, and I'm here to say that we no longer want it to be a taboo subject. So we have ladies on who want to share their stories. So, Teresa, if I can ask you to introduce yourself for me, please.
Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa Uber. I am originally from Mozambique, but live in Zimbabwe for many years.
Okay.
I'm here today not just to share my story, but also to help someone who's living life in fear, rejection, and abuse, and believing that there is no way out. I got married when I was 17. My husband started abusing me on our wedding day by leaving me at our wedding reception and going to attend another party. He knew that he could do anything that he desired to me. He knew that I didn't have a home to go back to. Besides, that's why I wanted to get married. I wanted to leave my siblings and find a better home for myself with less fists. But instead, I found a genius with these formulas on how to abuse me. I got a child when I was 18, and I took abuse as a phase because growing up, that's all I experienced. I would think that will pass, will calm down his nerves, and he'll love me again. But the more we spent time together, the more brutal he was. He beat me up every day like he was fighting a giant animal. He would only stop when he was satisfied. He would pour petrol on me as he wanted to light me on fire. This was part of my daily doses. Taking place of my body would be bleeding, and others would be bruised with purple, black, and blue. And then he would leave home and coming back the following day. My eye was damaged. I have to be operated. The doctor asked me if I ever played kickboxing. I was damaged from the inside out. My life was rooted in insecurity, self-hate, and guilt. He was an alcoholic, womanizer, and he had all the bad addictions that you could think of. He would break our furniture that he knew that he could break because he had no value. And he leaving that television that he knew once was broken, he could have never replaced that. I was discovered by the grace of God by this lady who was in the salon that I worked for. She was just what Jacqueline is doing, the love and the patience to help other people. She recognized the signs of domestic violence, even though I was wearing long sleeves and makeup. She approached me and asked, "What happened to you?" I just had to say, "My husband." She said to me, "I'll be back in 10 minutes." And she was back with the camera. We went to the back and she took photographs of my body. And then she proceeded in sending me to the professionals that I was not aware of the existence before speaking to her. They told me, "Teresa, this man is going to kill you. This is not right. You might have been brought up in an environment like this, but this is not right. You have to get the restraining order." And through that, they gave me the power and understanding of what I had to do in order to save my own life. Certain.
You okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I got divorced. I divorced, and I felt lighter. I had to learn how to have a normal life again and get this strength and independence. I was married for 14 years and my daughter was 12 years when he left, when he went back to Mozambique. I went for counseling and looking for answers. Today, I am a free and independent lady. I do public speaking in order to help someone who is going through domestic violence. And through that, I found myself. I'm writing a book. Keep an eye out for it. It's going to be launched in a year or so. It's a story about my life from my early days to now. How I managed to overcome adversity and to be here, the lady who I'm speaking to today. The title of my book is Eroded. Eroded. Domestic violence always happens from the hands of people that we live with, the people that we love, we care and trust. And because of that, we are most vulnerable. But it is a way out. And you must always remember that. It's very important that we come out and we educate boys and men as well. Because it all starts from them. In Zimbabwe, the law in Zimbabwe protects women 100%. And it is being viewed as the most progressive law at protecting women. However, when I approached the police station for help, the only thing that they could do, it was just a report. But and then I was informed if I went to the central, to magistrate court, then I would get a proper help. And then they did. I felt safe, protected and lifted. I didn't need a lawyer or I didn't need to spend a single cent. The law protected me 100%. So ladies, if you are going through domestic violence, please, please be brave and take the necessary precautions if you find yourself in that position. And know it's difficult, it's hard to leave that place. Because you are hoping, you are praying for that person to change, but that person will never going to change. He might not kill you physically, but will kill you mentally. And please just do it because you it's going to be better in the long run. As I want you to remember, always remember the words of the Maya Angelou. And still, I rise. Please, lady, keep rising above. As you also approaching the International Women's Day, I want you to always think of this. All around the world, girls, please, lady, remember that we are very powerful and we can do anything we desire. You just have to start doing something. Back to you, Jacqueline.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Teresa. Thank you so much for sharing your story. We have a comment from Sadia Islam. Thank you so much for joining us. And for those who've just jumped on, we are talking about, Teresa's talking about her experience of domestic abuse. And to let her know, well, let everyone know that her life matters too. Sadia's comment says, wow, so lovely, Teresa. It's great hearing from you. You're an inspiration for women, for ladies having abuse in their life. Thank you. So Sadia was with me. I've interviewed Sadia as well, and she's also shared her story. And this is what I'm talking about. You know, if people don't hear our stories, then they won't know that abuse is going on. And I just want to go back to the beginning when you were talking about originally, you are from Mozambique and you came to Zimbabwe and you married at such a young age. Was it an arranged marriage or is it something that you and your parents wanted to do?
No one wanted to, no, My mother, she couldn't look after me. I lived with my siblings, but they couldn't look after me. They never gave me love or showed me love or anything to do with that affection for a child. So I decided that if I got married, I was going to have my own home and I'll find someone who could love me. But unfortunately, because our surrounding growing up, they were only like that. So I could never have imagined to find somebody good. Wow. So that those are the people that you surround us. So it's where you find all the relate. They're all related to my family. So it was,
okay. Yeah. Right, okay. And I mean, I can't even imagine when you said, I mean, it shocked me when you said that you had petrol thrown over you, that he wanted to burn you
yes.
alive. I mean, I'm trying, yes. I can't even imagine that, you know, how successful, or you know, what happened in that respect? Do you have scars or were you able to get away or? Oh. Oh, the screen has frozen. Okay, well, while she gets herself sorted out, well, the screen, the internet, really. Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, but you can still hear me?
I can hear you now. You froze for a while, but I can hear you now. Yeah, I was asking about the petrol being thrown on you. How did that affect you? Can you hear me? Oh gosh, we've lost her. Okay, well, while we wait for Teresa to jump back on, my apologies that the internet connection is not strong enough in Zimbabwe where she's calling from. But to recap on what she said that she got married at quite an early age and she wasn't looked after by her parents. She was looked after by her siblings who obviously couldn't cope and she didn't experience any love or affection or anything like that. So she was married at such an early age, but in that early relationship, she was abuse started actually on the day. Hold on, let's see if I could add her back. Hi. Welcome back. Right, okay. So guys, if you do have any comments or questions that you might like to ask Teresa, please do put it in the comments box and we will read them out. I was just saying, Teresa, you know, you said that that the abuse actually started on the day that you were married, but with regards to the petrol being thrown over you, did it leave you know, trying to set you alight, did it leave any scars? Was it successful? What happened in that respect?
Also because it didn't, I managed to run, but also if you had put me, if you had light that fire, I'm sure I would have been all burned. Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. But he tried everything. He tried everything he knew how to abuse. He did all. Because he knew that I didn't have any family to run to. I didn't have any. Who was there for me? Nobody. So I have to fight and to try to do what I had to do. Yes.
Of course, absolutely. And you said that, I mean, when you went to work, one of your ladies, your manager, noticed something about you. What was it that she noticed that led her to believe that you were in an abusive relationship? What were the signs?
Actually, she wasn't my manager. She was a client who was there because I used to work all the time and no one ever said anything because when you go to work at Link, they just want you to do the work and they don't want to interfere. It's not everyone who has your spirit that they're going to help me. But of course, there's always an angel who comes and God sends these angels, they're everywhere. And she noticed. She noticed and she came to me and she asked me. And then she took a lot of photographs of me and she sent me for counseling to the lawyers. They could speak to me and they told me this is not right. Mm. And Believe me, I didn't have to pay a single cent. She was so beautiful that she felt so bad for me. And she really wanted to help me to get out of that place.
Yeah, I like how you use the term angel. Do you know what I mean? Because most of the time, some people may see the signs, but not pay any mind to it, turn a blind eye, so to speak, towards those signs, or don't really want to ask any questions or get involved. And I think the sheer fact that she got involved, she was your angel, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, how many people, they saw me like that, but yeah. No one really said anything. Even my neighbors, when this husband was beating me and I was screaming, I would just want to break the window. No one came and say, are you okay?
Yeah. You said that the angel, you know, the client saw the sign. What was it, the bruising? What was it that she saw?
I think because my face and my ear, there had some bruises also in my part of my hand. It was really blue or purple. Yes. Yeah. She saw. Yes. Wow. Yeah. She saw something that I thought I was covered. She just recognized something that I never knew that I was like something was out and she came. What happened?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, at that age, so how old were you at that age? At that time, 17?
But when I was in Araria, I came when I was 19, yes.
When you were 19. So you were married for what, 2 years?
I was married for 14 years.
14 years.
Okay. Yeah, when I got divorced, yes.
Right. So to stay with someone for 14 years, was that abuse on a regular basis or maybe on a regular basis?
Yes, that's all he enjoyed to do. He felt like a man. He felt like he could do anything because I didn't have a home. And also, he wasn't happy when I went to look for a job because these kind of people, they don't want you to work. They don't want you to separate you from everything.
Yeah.
Even they don't want you to be friends of your family. They want to cut you from everyone.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I said, I am going to work.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you had that strength because many perpetrators, as you said, try to isolate their partners. You know what I mean?
Yes. And,
you know, as you said, he didn't want you to work. You know, so therefore, he would be able to control. I mean, it's controlling behavior anyway. And I guess you didn't work, whether he would actually give you... I don't know, pocket money for want of a better word for housekeeping. Like we don't know, but because you were strong enough to work. So, you know, you were saying that in, is it Mozambique or was it Zimbabwe where you say that they look out more for women, they do more for women in the area?
In Zimbabwe, it was only I discovered when that angel came to me that there's so much more people out there. Even like yesterday, I put it in a group chat, are there any shelters for women in Zimbabwe? And this gentleman, he was so worried with me. I said, are you okay? Can you just run? And I just said to him, no, I am okay. I'm just asking, finding out because there's so many people that they come to me and they're not doing well and they've got this kind of situation and they don't know where to knock.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find out, and this gentleman was, please run, and I'm just finding out where you can go. And but you see, you put your voice out there.
Yeah.
Someone always comes. But if you're going through domestic violence, you don't have a voice. You are scared to do anything because you are scared to face your husband. What is he going to say?
Yes.
So,
yes. Okay. Sophia's just joined us. Hello, lady, she said, and she's got the strong arms. Yeah, you're very strong, very brave, Teresa. I mean, I was speaking to another lady in Zimbabwe, and she was saying that, because I'm trying to look at it from a men's perspective, do you know what I mean? And are there any Is there any schools that teach awareness to young girls and boys? Because as you said, you know, we should also be teaching the boys and men about domestic abuse and that it's wrong to be abusing women. Is there anything like that in Zimbabwe?
I'm sure they learn all this at schools today. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think the schools, they teach these youngsters, also they give them some information and how to behave and what to look for. Yeah. Mm.
I hope so, because, I mean, we do it here in the UK, yeah. But the question is whether it's enough information, do you know what I mean? And, you know, who are they teaching the information to? Is it boys and girls as well, you know? So I just want to quickly ask about your book. You said that you have a book coming out. Did you say that? You had a book coming out?
Yes.
So congratulations on that. So, I mean, how, obviously, you know, tell us a little bit more about the book. What's the book about?
Yes, how the book came to be. Because I did a speech and then I touched so many people's hearts. People they came to see me after the speech, and they were asking me for help. And some, they told me, you need to put this on paper. You got so much to teach other people. And I know that I've given a few people to read, and then just by reading that, they felt like I've touched them as well. And this, I want people to read and to understand how it all starts. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because we have to be aware, yeah, because of the people that are around us, and we always trust, we give them all, you think they are our relatives and families, but we have always to watch. We always, as parents, we need to be alert. Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, this, when is it? Next week, the 8th of March, is International Women's Day. And, you know, it's all about women's empowerment. I'm sure it's just not going to go on just for that day. It's probably going to go on for the whole month. But as you know, I do all year round empowering women and girls. You know, you have a daughter, you have a child. What have you taught your child? What have you said to your child?
My she's very different from me. Mm. I think watching my life from early days, she decided that she didn't want to be like me. She's very strong. She was the one who was telling me, Mom, leave. You'll be okay.
Right.
And she's like my coach. Okay. Because she becomes so strong, and I'm the one, like, I always ask her for help.
That's so true, because even Sadia, who made the comment earlier on, you know, when I was speaking to her, her topic was for the sake of the children, you know, and the question is that women find themselves, should I stay for the sake of the children? Do you know what I mean? Or do I leave for the sake of the children? And the sheer fact that you said that your daughter said, Mom, we must leave. Do you know what I mean? You have to leave for the sake of the children, because
it's not right. It's not, the children are not going to grow in the good environment because they learn from the parents and they can never tend to be the right people. And today my siblings, they always think of me, why she turned out to be like that? Why she didn't know the right person? They don't know why. They don't know, it's because of them. That's why I chose people that they relate, they seem to be like it was the people that I knew growing up.
Yes.
So the children, then, if you're going through domestic violence, please leave. Don't stay because of the children, because the children, they don't learn anything with that environment. They get confused. They lose all their confidence. I had zero confidence. I only start gaining my confidence from 4 years ago, because I joined some club and then I'm doing this talk, I share my story, and through that's why what you see today, that's why I'm writing a book, because I've changed, I'm free, I can tell my story.
today. I'm so excited for you. For you to say that it's been only 4 years since you started to find your confidence, do you know what I mean? And it's, you know, it's amazing how empowered that you must have felt to the point where you can now talk about it. You're empowering and inspiring other women to talk about that, you know, by sharing your story. And the fact that you've now written a book, and the fact that you have spoken at events. I mean, I don't know what subject matter, you know, but this has happened within four years. I think that's the point that I'm trying to make when I started Stop Sweeping It Under the Carpet. Because once you start to tell your story, you yourself feel empowered. And by feeling empowered, you go on to empower other women to do the same. Would you
absolutely
agree?
Absolutely. Because now I can talk and my past is gone. I don't think of my past because it's a past. I only concentrate from today, from now on. And I keep growing. I keep teaching myself, learning new skills. So I never had the opportunity to learn when I was younger. Mm. I didn't have because I couldn't learn. I couldn't learn. I couldn't absorb anything because the environment that I was. And also, the children, if they're going through domestic violence, they won't learn. Their mind is blocked. Nothing beautiful gets in there. So now I have opportunity to learn, and I'm learning. I'm very intelligent today. I think I'm learning so much, and I feel free. I feel strong. I can empower other people. Yeah,
exactly. And for you to use the word free, that is that's the operative word, the freedom that you feel. It's almost as if this weight has been lifted off your shoulders and you can do and be anything that you want to be. So, I mean, we're wrapping up now, actually. We're actually coming to the end of the interview. That was quick. I mean, sorry. Quick. So what I want women and girls to take from this interview and all the interviews that I do is that if you are in this situation where you find yourself being abused, and make note that it's not always physical, that there is hope. There is hope. You are clear evidence, you know, that there is hope, that you can get out of it. So if there is someone watching this who is going through a similar experience, what would be your message to them?
You must make a decision. Because you always think that no, you won't survive out there, but you will survive. Look at me when I left, I didn't have anything, but because inside of me, I was strong. That's all what you need. You need to find yourself. You don't need anyone. You just need to find yourself. You just need to find a little bit of a work. You have to start working in something for you to be strong. You cannot just live and then sit at home idle. You have to find a passion that you like and you enjoy and you can start doing. That's the only thing that you make strong inside of you. But you must not sit there and get destroyed, because these people, they can destroy you. You will never going to be anything in life.
Yeah.
Because I used to take a lot of sleeping pills. I had such insomnia from early age. Today, I am sleeping well. I don't need tablets or anything for myself to be happy. I am 100% happy. Of course, it can never be 100%, but I am happy and I feel that I can encourage other women. Please leave if you're going through domestic violence. These people, they will never change.
Exactly.
And it will be happier in the long run. You'll be saying, why didn't I leave before? Yes.
Exactly. And it's about building resilience. And I think if you look at where you are now, if someone was in that situation, look where you are now and look into the future. Do you still want to be in this same place, you know, 10, 20, 30 years time?
No.
Well, the answer would be no. So then you have to start to do something about it. You have to start. And I'm not going to say get up and leave, because I don't know what the situation is. But you have to find a way, even if you're talking to a friend, and you have to reach out to somebody. So,
The thing is, I was always complaining, and all these women that they're going through this, we are always complaining and talking that they're not happy, but they still don't have courage to leave. Yes. But if you're complaining all the time, it's because something is not right and something is never going to change. Mm. Please have courage. Courage and speak to people that encourage you to be strong.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, we've come to the end of our interview, which I said was, I mean, I'm nodding like this. I feel my head's going to drop off because I agree with exactly what you're saying. Do you know what I mean? So I will encourage you also to put the name of your book in the comments bit and where people can get it from. And obviously your contact details, put that in the comments after we come off air as well. But Teresa, I'd just like to say thank you so much for joining us, well, for joining me, actually. And I totally agree with everything that you've said. And of course, continue to be the beautiful person that you are and empower, women and girls, because we need to draw a line under this. We need to keep talking about this. We need to educate, create awareness on this subject matter. So any final words before we go?
And all the best. We must have fun on our Women's Day.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so we must celebrate. We must. And thank you so much. We'll keep in touch. This is not the end.
Of course, of course, of course. And thank you for Dylan Huber. I take it they may be a relative of yours. Very inspirational. Thank you so much, is the message. Thank you so much for those who contributed and who are watching the video. And please do, if you're watching it on the replay, please do put a comment in there. And if you want to reach out to Teresa, please do so as well. And with that, we can end our broadcast. So take care for now. Until next time.
Goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Okay, so that was my interview with Teresa. So if anyone is experiencing any form of domestic abuse, please do reach out to someone who may be able to help you or contact some local authority or someone in your area. Do not suffer alone. And with that said, take care until next time. Bye-bye.